This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Cantley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you. Thanks for tuning in.
And Bridget, this is the time of the year when people hopefully would be starting to think about our Catholic Radio dinner. And we have to give you the sad news because of the...
Wah, wah, wah. I had to do that.
Because of the virus, maybe you've heard about that, we're going to have to cancel our dinner this year. We just don't feel comfortable inviting hundreds of people into a confined area. And so what we are going to do instead is we are going to have an auction online, and it's going to be great. We've always had a silent auction and a live auction at the dinner itself. This year, that's not going to happen. So we're going to have an online auction, and we'll be telling you more about that here on Catholic Radio. But it's going to be fun. You'll be able to get on with your phone or get on with your computer at home. You'll be able to bid. When you get outbid, you'll be you'll get a notice saying you've been outbid, and give you the opportunity to jump back on and bid again. And that'll be going for several days ahead of the date that we're going to have. It's going to be in early September, but we'll tell you more about that as it comes. The reason that I mention it right now is because we can use things to put on our auction.
Yeah, so, I was just going to ask you about that. How do you do that?
Well, all you have to do is just give us a call here at the station. I'll give you a phone number here in a second. But if you have anything at all that you'd like to sell, now we do want it to be, for the most part, new things. We don't want you to, the old sofa in the living room. No, we don't want to do that. But if you maybe make some unique craft items that you might want to put on, that would be good. Any kind of religious items of one sort or another. Don't have to be religious. We've got a couple of baskets that are already put together that have things like chocolate and liquor in them and other things like that. So there's going to be a wide variety of things, but be creative, put on your thinking cap and see if you can come up with something. And what we really need are some larger items, things that will bring in some larger money for Catholic Radio. So if you have maybe a condo, a timeshare somewhere that you could let people bid on a week there, that would be great. If you had a ticket to a sporting event. You remember those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sporting events.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, those. Yeah, the before.
Colts tickets, right? So we're not sure if that's happening this year, right? I don't know about that yet. But.
So, you get the idea. If you've got something of value that would help Catholic Radio, we would certainly love to put that on our auction. And the phone number is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. And call if you're over the holiday weekend here. Just leave a message and we'll get back with you first thing on Monday, or whenever we'll get back with you. But be creative. Kind of think, gee, what do I have that would really be nice for Catholic Radio's auction? And then give us a call. 317-870-8400.
And today we're going to be talking about another event that's coming up here real soon, in just a couple weeks. Today we're going to be talking about a post-abortion healing retreat called Rachel's Vineyard Retreat. And joining us by phone is our guest, Breanne Varick. She is the coordinator of the Office of Human Life and Dignity from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action, Breanne.
Thanks for having me.
And before we get started, sometimes I forget to do this, but I really want you to give the dates of the retreat and tell us who it's for and then how people can register just right off the gate. So people don't have to listen to the whole show. They'll get that information later, but let's give it to them now.
Yeah, sure. So the retreat is going to be held July 31st, that's a Friday, through Sunday, August 2nd. And it is located in the Indianapolis area. We don't give the actual location of the retreat because it is a for the retreatant's privacy and for confidentiality reasons, but it is in Indianapolis. And the retreat is for anyone who's been affected by an abortion. And in order to get more information, you can talk to one of our registration volunteers, and they will help you get started, and you can learn more about what the retreat entails. We'll talk about it more on the show, I'm sure. But the number is 317-452-0054. Or you can email at Project Rachel, so that's projectrachel at archindy.org.
Well, Brianna, tell us a little bit about yourself. Did you just have a baby?
A year ago.
Okay, it's been a while since I've talked to you, so, well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I have a baby girl. She's 15 months old, and her name is Rose. And actually, my husband and I are expecting a baby boy in November.
Yay!
So.
Well, maybe that's what I heard. I knew her. Yes. I had some good news. Well, good. Now, you've been, and you actually are a nurse. So it's really interesting that, tell us a little bit about your medical background, too.
Oh, yeah. So actually, I graduated from St. Mary's Notre Dame with a bachelor's degree in nursing, and I actually worked at Community East Hospital for 10 years before I moved into ministry at the Archdiocese. So I worked in the ICU, so that's the intensive care unit. So I have, I did that for a long time. I did night shift and day shift.
And really, it's wonderful that you bring that background, not just the theological, but the medical background, to the Office of Human Life and Dignity. Talk a little bit about the mission of that office and kind of what your role is. And we're talking with Brianne Varick, if you're just tuning in.
Yeah, so the Human Life and Dignity, that's been, the name has been changed. It used to be the Office of Pro-Life or Marriage and Family Life and Pro-Life Office. And they really wanted to emphasize the mission, which is to uphold the dignity of all life from conception to natural death. And that can be seen in all the people that we serve, from the unborn to post-abortive healing, to Birthline. We serve moms with material outreach, and we also serve in I Have Health Ministry and Substance Addiction Ministry, Mental Health Ministry, and then also Corrections Ministry. So that's we have a coordinator who serves those in prison and who are working on reentry into life after prison.
That certainly does broaden things out a little bit from pro-life. Which is still a big part there. That's really good.
Well, tell us a little bit about Project Rachel. Maybe talk a little bit about its vision, scope, and then let's talk about how long the retreat's also been around too.
Yeah, sure. So Project Rachel is an effort that was started by the USCCB, and so a Project Rachel should be in dioceses all over the nation. And it really was in an effort, and I think in a response to, there was a great push in the Year of Mercy declared by Pope Francis, several years ago, and to really extend that mercy to all those who have had an abortion and to really focus on the need for that healing. And so it really is a ministry that extends God's unconditional love, and so to all these people who have experience the tragedy of abortion. And so we know now that there are many different reasons why people have abortions, and we also know the physiological and mental effects that happens when women have an abortion, and it affects the whole family. And we just really know that God is waiting to extend his mercy to all these people, and that we really need to reach them. And there, and there's a lot of things of shame and it's hard to reach them, so it's a very important ministry. The retreat, Rachel's Vineyard specifically, was started in 1999, so it's been around for a while. Here in our diocese, I know Sister Diane, who now works at St. Luke's, brought the retreat when she was the pro-life coordinator. So she started the retreat here in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and we've had a very dedicated team since she came and established it.
All right, now I should know the answer to this question, because I've asked guests, probably maybe even you, before this question, but I don't remember the answer. Rachel's, who is Rachel? What is the name Rachel's Vineyard about?
So the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, people ask, what does Rachel's Vineyard mean? And what they are referring to is Rachel is an Old Testament figure who was written about in the book of Jeremiah. And they actually have a biblical quote that it came from. And you can learn more about this on their website, and I'll give that to you again. But the quote they have is, "Thus says the Lord, in Ramah is heard the sound of moaning, of bitter weeping. Rachel mourns her children. She refuses to be consoled because her children are no more. Thus says the Lord, cease your cries of mourning, wipe the tears from your eyes. The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward, says the Lord. There is hope for your future." So I really think that they chose Rachel as the figure for all women who've had an abortion just because of the pain and the deep mourning that that these families have over the loss of the child. But the point is, and why we have Project Rachel, why we have Rachel's Vineyard, is for that hope, for that there is hope, that there is peace that's coming, that God will heal, and these children are with him in heaven. And, you know, our happiness is not fulfilled here on earth. It's fulfilled in heaven. And so that hope is meant for everyone who loses a loved one, but also for these women who have lost their children.
Well, hey, let's talk about the retreat. You mentioned anyone that's been affected by abortion. So in terms of who should attend, and when I was kind of looking at the website, there's a lot of people on that list that I never really thought about. I think people probably think it's just the woman who had the abortion, but there's a lot of other people really in some way involved when an abortion happens or a woman gets an abortion. Talk about the other people that might come or who might attend and maybe who might be on that list.
Yeah, so, you know, abortion affects the whole family unit. So it's not only the mother who loses the child, it's also the father who loses the child. So, and then there's grandparents and siblings. It might affect someone. Maybe there was a friend involved who helped someone have an abortion. And also people bring support partners sometimes to the retreats as well. To help them go through the retreat. So the retreat is there to help either the mother, the father, the grandparent, the sibling. Again, maybe if you were involved in helping an abortion happen at all and you're feeling the effects of that loss, and you know, it's a thing that happens that we don't acknowledge, because abortion and the way that society looks at it, we can't acknowledge that a life was lost. So there is no grief process that happens. So even our culture is getting better at miscarriages, because, you know, the people who experience miscarriage, at least people are talking about more that they have lost a child, and that's getting talked about more. But in abortion, nobody talks about it. It's a very silent and very hidden pain that people experience. And so this retreat gives an opportunity for those who have been through an abortion to acknowledge that they did lose a child and are able to process that better.
You mentioned the word process, and before we take a break, I want to ask you this question. Does it take people, what does it take to kind of make the decision to go to a retreat like this? You know, is there
yes,
a certain time frame between, you know, yeah, someone that maybe they had an abortion, I mean, it's like, okay, it happened, you know, a year ago, and they come, or is it many, many years, or is it, you know, this happened, you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I think so. My experience, and I think it is different in every case. Some people have immediate regret, and they, you know, maybe, you know, for whatever, their situations all look different. My experience, what I've seen is the remembering the abortion, feeling the effects of the abortion, the PTSD that happens, all the emotional and physical things that happen build up over time, because your body protects you, your mind protects you from such a traumatic experience, that they might not even remember that they had it until 20 to 30 years down the road. So we do get a lot of older people who have experienced an abortion in their younger ages, and they might not even remember that it was happening, and it was some other illness or panic attack that kind of triggered that maybe something happened, you know, 20 years ago that was not right. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I was going to ask you about. You were talking about the time frame of, you know, maybe years or months or decades, whatever it might be. But other than time frame, is there some trigger that gets people to say, gee, Rachel's retreat, I probably need that now?
And again, I think it's different for a lot of people. It does sometimes people are in counseling for this issue, and their counselor is realizing that they're not making a whole lot of progress and they could use something else. Or sometimes it's just, you know, I'm guessing a God moment that kind of, you know, joggles their memory and kind of prompts them that you need help. Again, I think it's, you know, it's different for everyone. The triggers that I've seen in these previous retreats have been just going to the place where the abortion facility was, and they had an immediate panic attack and knew something was wrong. And so, again, when people have it blocked from their mind, something, again, triggers them in order them to look for what actually happened, and they start talking to people that might prompt them to reach out to their family members who might not know more information, reach out to a counselor to uncover what's actually going on, reach out to a priest, reach out to a friend who might guide them to this ministry. So actually the most important part of hearing this interview or knowing about this ministry is knowing that these retreats exist, because, you know, they're the people who know that this exists are the ones who can help their friends and loved ones who maybe have gone through an abortion, know that there's something that they can do to encounter healing and live in peace.
Well, at that point, we're going to take a quick break, Breanne, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about Rachel's Vineyard Retreat when we return. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Breanne Varick. She is the coordinator for the Office of Human Life and Dignity from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. You mentioned this retreat is really, you know, that there can be a lot of shame around abortion, but this retreat is really non-judgmental, and it's also confidential. Can you talk a little bit about those aspects? Because
yes,
I think that's important for people making this step to seek healing.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, it's very important. That's why we keep everything confidential, because we want the privacy of those who reach out for this healing. There is so much shame, and no one wants to, come out in public to say that they've had an abortion. So we try to make it as safe and as compassionate for them as possible. The team is carefully selected. They consist of individuals who have the gift of compassion and empathy, and we make sure we create a safe and anonymous space so nobody knows where the retreat is, so that nothing has ever happened, but, so just to make sure that we don't disclose that location so that they still feel that they're private and safe. And we just want to make sure that space is full of love as well. And our volunteers, you know, they are part of this ministry because they find it so important. And they love the women. They love the men that come to this retreat. They love serving them. And they believe that everyone is in need of this healing. And I think that comes from my team's great and deep prayer life and their love of Jesus and they know that Jesus wants them to be there. And they really, this retreat is full of prayer beforehand. It's full of prayer during the retreat. It's full of prayer afterwards. You know, my team is great, and they've been around for years, and they know what they're doing, and it's a really safe and loving place.
Now, for most people, is the retreat a one-time experience, or do you get people that have gone to a Rachel's retreat before and come back for another one at some point?
You know, I think there has been people who, after a few years, come back and do it again. Sometimes, the team itself is made up of those who have had an abortion themselves and have gone through the retreat. And there's a long process about becoming a team member, especially if you've had an abortion yourself. We want to make sure that you've reached a point of healing, that you are your triggers are few, so that when you are serving others and hearing other people's stories, that you can, you know, remain safe yourself. So again, we want to keep everyone protected, everyone safe, especially this vulnerable population. And that's why we have counselors on the team, we have priests on the team, and it's surrounded by the sacraments and surrounded by prayer.
What actually happens? Could you go through a little bit of the schedule of the retreat? So give us some highlights of what people can expect if they were to attend.
Yeah, so they'll come in on Friday night, and we always start with, you know, a meal together. And then we get into the retreat, and the retreat consists of scripture meditation. So scripture-guided meditation, and it's all scripture-based. And then, but we also, being a Catholic retreat, we do have the sacraments. And I know that sometimes it's a concern that, what if I'm not Catholic, can I still come? We actually get a lot of non-Catholics. I would say that most of the retreatants that I have dealt with haven't been Catholic. But we do, it's helpful if you're Christian so that you have a familiarity with Jesus because it is all based on scripture. And we try to make, again, we want everyone to feel protected and safe. And so no one's forced to do any activity that they don't feel comfortable with, especially, you know, the Catholic Mass and adoration and confession are a little strange if you've never encountered that before. But we welcome everyone to experience our Catholic faith.
People don't have to share anything, right? So they're not going to go there and have to tell their story, right?
But you know, everything is voluntary, but we encourage people to, participate as much as they can in the retreat so that they can get the full experience. I can't give every detail away, but okay. You know, there is, it is, I mean, if people have been, it's kind of group therapy, if you will. There are counselors there. People do share about what's happening, and so that we can really have Jesus meet us in that pain. Again, it's definitely focused on Jesus, surrounded by the sacraments, and using scripture and guided by counselors.
Would you say that there's a good number of people that do receive healing, or what kind of impact does a retreat like this have on people that have an abortion in their past or an abortion with one of their loved ones or, you know, family members or whatever? What's the result?
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Have you seen?
You know, I had the privilege of attending this retreat when I first started this position, and I was prepared by the team that something always happens. I mean, they come back time and again because they witness miracles at every retreat. The retreatants will come in one way, and I can't explain it more than they are, you know, they're just heavy looking. And then all of a sudden at the end of their retreat, they look different. There's a lightness, there's a brightness, and I can't really explain that except that something's changed. They come in one person and leave another. And, a lot of people don't believe in that quick of a miracle. But it happens. It happens every time. I would say something happens to everyone. It might look different, but something happens. And so I think, you know, people show up on this retreat, the team and the retreatants, expecting, you know, God to work. And I think that is, and I think it's because they encounter him. So it is. Just a beautiful experience, and I think that, and when I've been in the retreat, you hear the stories, and you realize there's so much that goes into the issue of abortion that The only thing that we can do is really we need to pray. We need to pray because there are forces that are working against us. And so, you know, after this retreat, the thing that I learned the most is we need a prayer team. And so we have prayer warriors who cover this retreat hour by hour, not necessarily on site, but they are, you know, in their homes or, you know, at churches around the Archdiocese of Indianapolis praying for the retreatants, praying for the team. We have an all-night vigil of adoration that the team members and the retreatants are encouraged to participate in. But the team is covering the whole night in prayer with our Lord. And so it's a very powerful, it's a powerful retreat, and miracles happen, and the devil wants to stop it. And so prayer is, I think, the most important thing that is needed for this retreat.
Well, we got about a minute left or so. I want to, before we close here, give us the details again in terms of the date. Is there a cost, and how do people register?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the date again is Friday, July 31st at 6 p.m., so you arrive around 6, and then it's through Sunday, August 2nd, around 12:30, and then you're out there out before lunch. The cost is $175, and it includes lodging and meals and the rental space, but I really want to emphasize this. I don't even like to say the cost because a lot of the times I know that that's a burden for people, and we don't want finances to be a burden. We have donors. We have a budget. In the retreat, my office will make sure that everyone who needs to go on this retreat will go. So I don't want cost to ever be a burden. We will make it work. But if you are able to contribute, we'll definitely welcome that. But we don't want that ever to be a barrier.
And so the
again,
webpage?
July 31st through August 2nd.
Okay.
And then you can, to register, you call 317-452-0054 or you email projectrachel@archindy.org.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Breanne Varick, for being our guest today. You're from the Office of Human Life and Dignity from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.